The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Let's do it. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's September 21st, just like the Earth, Wind, and Fire song. Rose Gray still on the road. Andrea Pratarelli is here. Hey, Andrea.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. So, you know the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yep.
The 21st of September.
Yep. Today. I was singing that. I was watching a Disney movie with my kids the other night, and that was on, and I was like, ooh, it's almost that date.
Oh, that's right. You have kids.
Yes.
So what's in hot rotation right now with the kids?
Disney's always
so
hot.
You have a boy, right?
Yep.
And you have a little girl.
Yeah, I have a 9-year-old and a 3-year-old. They're world travelers. They're travel brats. Disney's always really, really good with the kids, obviously. Anytime that their kids are out of school, spring break, holidays, usually is a very, very popular time for kids to be going. We've been doing a lot of multi-generational trips lately, for families, you know, grandparents that want to take the whole family. So, you know, the all-inclusive is always a really, really good option. Mexico is always my go-to. My kids have been there, I don't know, dozens or so times. Jamaica is always really good. Yeah, anywhere where they have all-inclusives, lots of family-friendly properties, water parks, that's always a big hit.
Well, you happen to have brought your son here.
He is here
all
with
right.
me today.
Kellen, I need you to get right up to that microphone and then push that red button right there. Do you see that one? Okay, so first off, what is the movie you're watching the most?
Probably Bohemian Rhapsody.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah.
That was a great band. Good. And it was pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty close. Okay. Your mom, Andrea, was saying that you've been to many exotic locations. You know that you're not the average kid with this, right?
Yes.
Right. And it's pretty awesome to travel.
Yeah.
It's probably changed your world a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, where have you been?
I just recently went to Jamaica, Mexico, Disney, and that's really all I really go to.
You went to Punta Cana last year, too, remember? You went to the Nickelodeon Resort?
Oh, yeah, sure.
He forgets he's been so many places.
There's kids out there listening right now. They're going, well, we went to Jellystone, right? Okay. Well,
I think it makes him so much more cultured. I mean, when we were in Jamaica, we were lucky enough to have a private villa with a staff, and some of the staff members invited their kids over, and they ended up having a sleepover one night. So he got to really, you know some of the kids and what their lifestyle was and their culture, and they shared that with him and their pen pals. So I think it's great when we can get him to go places like that.
Andrea, do you find that people might hesitate bringing kids along because they think that they're just going to be like bored stiff in the room? And most of these resorts have stuff for kids. I mean, like
Absolutely.
Organized programs, right?
Yeah.
But then do people worry?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's worry anytime you're taking your kids anywhere. But I think the boredom thing definitely is something that you know, my kid just can't play in the pool all day or can't just sit on the beach all day. But one of Kellen's favorite places to go in Mexico is a place called Generations. And they have the coolest kids programs. I mean, he's done pasta making classes. He made friends with kids from the UK, Kellen?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have ball pits, and they brought those huge inflatable balls that you can put a person in, and they brought those in the pool so you could like have, what was that called, Kellen?
Hamster ball?
Yeah, like those big hamster balls that you put people
in. Are you serious?
And they brought them in the pool. So, and they bring us beach toys when we're laying on the, I mean, so there's so many
possible.
Cool, yeah,
yeah
absolutely,
yeah.
So many fun things for kids to do in that area.
Cool. All right, let's go to Oconomowoc real quick because Brian called right away. Hey, Brian.
Hi there.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I have, my husband and I were invited to a wedding in India on January 30th.
So is it going to be like all the Bollywood weddings, right?
Well, that would be really great. But our passports are expired, and it looks like we need a 6-month visa. Are we out of luck for our January wedding?
No, you would want to get get them expedited. So
okay.
They have 1 week and 2 week expedition windows. So I mean, you can pay to get that done. And then my suggestion too would be to go to Perry Visa. Peri Visa has, that's who we always use. They're actually out of Chicago, and they can give you a much better idea of what the turnaround time is right now on that, and they can help you with all of the, if there's, you know, any extra hoops that you may have to jump through, which I don't think you will. We're okay at this point. The normal window is about 6 weeks right now, so.
So, I mean, with that visa, though, because on the website, it said that, that you needed your visa to be valid for 6 months to obtain, or your passport has to be valid for 6 months to obtain the visa.
Typically, your passport has to be valid for 6 months after your return date.
Okay.
So it has to have 6 months validity on it. So if you're coming home on, you know, January 1, it would have to be good through June 1 in order to get that visa. Is typically what that means. But yeah, I would, Peri, it's P-E-R-R-Y, Peri Visa. Okay. That's who we always use whenever we need, you know, anything out of the ordinary for anything visa related, passport related. And you can actually kind of click right through and let them know, yes, I do have a valid passport. No, I don't. I'm traveling on this date. And then they'll give you all of the terms and rules that are going to go along with that.
So it looks like I might be still going to India.
I think it's, yeah, you have a good possibility. I haven't booked India for a while, so I'm just assuming that's what the 6 month validity means. I don't know if there's any special rule that you have to have it 6 months prior, but typically when it says 6 months validity, it means 6 months after your return date.
Oh, excellent. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Brianne, would you do us a favor? Will you call back and report on what it's like to go to a wedding in India?
I would love to.
I would love to hear it. Yeah. India for me is just, it's the most of everything that I've read. It is the most opulence. It is the most poverty. It is the most smell. It is the most everything.
And the food is amazing. And
right.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Please call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Bye.
Thanks. Thank you. You've seen Bollywood movies, right?
I have. Yeah. And I actually, when I was in our weddings department, I planned a couple Indian weddings in like Mexico and in the Caribbean.
Really?
And it's like a 3-day, it's not just your typical run of the mill. I mean, these were very, very, like we had like a special event that we had for the ladies where they brought like this huge tent on the beach and all these pillows and they did all of the artwork on their arms. And I mean, it was, it was
the
very,
the henna tattoo thing.
It was so cool.
But then also within the Indian culture, I know that there's the part where they drape the bride with the gold, right? Gold is very, very important.
The pictures were unbelievable. And that was just, like I said, an Indian wedding moved to the Caribbean. I can't even imagine being there. That would be so amazing.
Right. Okay. Well, we got Andrea here until 10 o'clock, and you can join us at 414-799-1620. That's the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose on the road, Andrea Pratorelli sitting in, and we're open for calls at 414-799-1620, the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Just had a call about India, and we wanted her to call back, but Paul went to India, and Paul has some stuff to share. Hey, Paul.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to share that I traveled to India in April, and I did something called the e-visa, which I did online, and it worked quite well, and just sort of passed that along, and I was surprised I got a response back within like 2 or 3 days saying that it was approved. So,
and did they say anything that your visa had to previously have been valid for 6 months, or was it the validity after your return date?
There was something in there that said the passport had to be valid a certain number of months. I thought it was 6 months beyond when we were traveling there. But the visa is actually good for up to a year. I could actually go back before April next year for another visit, and would not have to pay again.
Okay. Yeah. And sometimes there are countries like Australia, New Zealand, they do, like what you were saying, electronic visas. So yeah, India very, very well might be another one. If our caller earlier is still listening, what I always do would be recommend going to the State Department website, which is travel.state.gov. And you can put in any country that you're traveling to. This is a great resource for anybody traveling anywhere, just because there's up-to-date information on security levels and warnings, and it will tell you if there's any sort of vaccinations or how long your passport has to be good for, and it will give you visa information on there as well.
Oh, sure. That's a really good resource, too. And I went to a website that was through the Indian government. It was something.gov.
Okay.
And the one thing that and people should keep in mind is to alert their bank or their credit card that there may be about $100 charge through the Indian government, because mine got rejected at first, and then I redid it, and then it went through. I just had to notify my bank.
Those dang banks always looking out for you.
Which is a good thing.
It is a good thing, sure. Yeah.
So, Paul, where did you go?
I was in Mumbai
okay.
for about like 10 days.
I mean, and that is the major city.
Oh, it was an amazing experience, which I really enjoyed, and I want to go back. And there's just so much culture there, and it's just very fascinating.
What was your biggest surprise?
I would say, like, how many people would be getting on a motorcycle? Like, 3, 4, 5 people? Just to get around, you don't see that too many other places.
Well, and they're not big bikes either.
Exactly. I mean, people, they get around any way they can. And I mean, it's a lot of people in a big city. And of course, it's a very populated country.
Did you find that anybody would take U.S. dollars, or did you have to convert?
I did convert money relatively soon. So I had Indian rupees handy, and my friend picked me up at the airport, so that was really nice, him and another guy. So, you know, I stayed with him right away, because sometimes it's nice to have currency right away, so when you arrive,
absolutely,
taxi or something or this or that.
Actually, we got a call we're going to get to after the break, but somebody wants to know, like, do street vendors take U.S. dollars? And I would think not.
I would think that would be correct. I think not. I don't recall that. I never did ask, but at hotels, they may take that, you know, other currencies, dollars or euros, but I don't believe so.
Sure.
Yeah. But I would think that's probably right.
Paul, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great information.
Well, it's India Day so far.
Yeah.
So, John and Oshkosh, stand by. We'll get to you next. Anybody else? 414-799-1620. Hack and a Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is doing another river cruise? Yes, she is, isn't she?
She is. Yeah. She's on UniWorld right now. And I actually did a similar itinerary than she's just doing it backwards. She started in Passau and Munich and moved her way, and she's ending in Budapest, I believe.
Well, if you follow her on Facebook, she shares a lot, and it looks like an amazing trip.
I loved that itinerary. It was all very, right. Very cool.
Said to John and Oshkosh, hey, John.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
John's also going to India.
Yes, I'm traveling in November.
Lucky guy.
Okay, so you had a question about phones, right?
Yeah, can you purchase a SIM card online before you leave for India?
You know, I'm not sure. Danny and I were just talking over the break, because I have whenever I travel, I have a satellite phone that I use through, it's mobile, M-O-B-A-L, and I would have never guessed this, but it said right on the State Department website that the possession of a satellite phone is prohibited in India, which is kind of bizarre. I've not seen that before. Normally I would say, yeah, just go buy a mobile phone, but that's not going to be the case with India. I'm not sure. I would definitely do a little bit of research online, or maybe talk to your cell phone provider just to see if that's something that you would even be able to do. I know sometimes international plans that cell phone providers have don't cover you in all countries, just some, but they would probably be a good resource for you just to make sure that you're not going to run into any problems while you're there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You could also use like WhatsApp to communicate. You could use.
Yeah, I don't have that, but I need to get that. Everybody's been telling me that it works really well. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You can use that. You can use Skype. You can make calls via Skype.
Sure.
So you can do all that stuff, but you need a reliable Wi-Fi connection for that. But that's one of the things we get all the time. Is like, okay, somebody's traveling. What do they need to do? So approach your carrier, and then again, Rose and you always talk about this. Mobile, M-O-B-A-L, which is so weird. You can't have it. Now, that's a satellite phone, but the mobile has different phones.
They have, yeah, they have a couple different types of actual physical phones that you can purchase. Mine is this teeny tiny little like 2004. Nothing phone. You can't really do anything on it other than make calls and text. But it worked in the middle of the ocean when I was on a cruise one time.
Sure.
It works. It worked in Europe when I was in Europe. So that was really, really great.
Let's talk about some travel shows now. You guys just did a ton of Alaska travel shows.
We did. We just wrapped that up.
So next year, there's going to be 8 departures, but more groups, right? Something like that. I mean, I thought there were like, because their season is so short, to do it so well, you can only do about 8 departures. Am I right on
right.
that?
Right. Yeah. And we don't want to, you know, we only have so many tour managers at Fox that are familiar with the area and that are comfortable taking groups to Alaska. So we don't really want to do more than that, but we are offering a land only option this year for the first time, which is kind of interesting.
Cause it used to be just sea, right?
It was land and sea together. Yes. And there are lots of people that will just do the cruise only. We've never done a land only before. So if somebody that wants to really get kind of immersed into the state and not necessarily do the cruising portion of it, that's a really, really good option to consider.
What I meant was that I think originally when people were cruising to Alaska, it was just right?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. They got all this great land.
Yeah,
let's do both.
I think the Inside Passage only covers 10% of the state.
Okay.
So it's gorgeous. I mean, if you have the time to do both, absolutely. But if you're just doing the Inside Passage, yeah, you're really only seeing just a tiny, tiny little piece of it.
Okay, so why would somebody want land only? They don't want to be on the boat?
Maybe they just don't want to be on the boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, and cruising in the Inside Passage is very different than doing like a Caribbean or a Mediterranean cruise. You don't really feel anything, and you're only going out a little bit. You're not really, really going out to sea. So it's not, you know, if motion sickness is an issue, if the size of the boat is an issue. I mean, these are smaller boats, and you're really not going very far out. And sometimes time restraints. I mean, sometimes people only have a week to dedicate,
yeah,
or a week to 10 days. And so maybe they just want to do the land portion instead, which I think is still a really, really good option.
Is the usual way that if you're going to do both, you do the land first and then you do the ship?
You can do it either way.
Yeah, either.
All of our tours do land first, then cruise. It just makes a little more sense to us to start.
Because you're going.
Yeah.
And the ship gives you a little chance to relax.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, it kind of logistically makes sense if you're starting further north and then heading south to fly in and then fly home from. But yeah, you can certainly do it either way.
Okay. 414-799-1620 is our number. That's what you'll use to get a hold of Andrea on the Fox World Travel Show. That's the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose is on the road. Andrea Pratorelli sitting in, and we're open at 414-799-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Early in the show, we had a call about India. I did not mean to spin the show into an entire India show, but it looks like
it's India
kind of,
hour.
It's going there. So anyway, we have an update on using a mobile phone in India.
Yes. So my aunt, who lives in Canada, travels to that region. She goes to Nepal multiple times. She treks. She does some humanitarian work while she's there. And she messaged me and she said that it's super easy to pick up a SIM card while you're in India for internal use. And she said it was really cheap. But she said that they do have the great data plans and the WhatsApp works extremely well there, too, if you have the reliable Wi-Fi.
Okay. There you go.
Good to know.
Thank you, Aunt in Canada.
Thank you, Aunt Patty.
She must be listening online.
She does, yep.
One of the many ways you can consume WTMJ. AM, FM, HD, let's see, what else? Streaming,
yep,
as well. And as I tweeted earlier, if you clench your teeth real hard with 50,000 watts, you should be able to pick us up as well. All right, here's the text question. This is Jeff from Madison. Thinking of going to a new resort in January, the Dreams Vista Resort in Cancun. However, the do not open until November 1st. Any ideas if opening date slip? What does that mean? There's more, but what does that mean?
Yeah, so tips, lots of times they'll have, you know, almost a year in advance. Sometimes if they're doing a new build or if they're taking over a resort, they'll say opening November 1st or opening January 1st. There have been some instances where they fell behind with construction and they weren't able to open in time when they said they were going to. In Mexico, I mean, they're quick. It doesn't happen very often. And actually, not that this is a great solution, but I have actually seen it sometimes where they've opened, I think, a little too early, and maybe not all of the restaurants were fully done yet, not all of the rooms were done yet, or there was still construction going on while people were staying there.
Well, second part of his question, is it a big risk of going to such a new resort, or is this a remodeled resort? Do you know that?
I believe this is a brand new build. I don't think they took this one over. The Dreams, there are lots of Dreams properties throughout Mexico and the Caribbean, and some are ones that they've taken over and then they've renovated. I think this is a new build. From what I've heard, everything is scheduled to open on time. I've been looking at pictures of the construction and it looks like it's going pretty well. If you do have an instance where you have something booked and then they really truly cannot open by the date that they said they're going to and you're going to be there over that time, they will reaccommodate you at a sister property typically. And again, there's a handful in that area, so you could still certainly go to that destination. Mm-hmm. You may just end up at a different property.
Okay. Last part of his question was, what's your thoughts on going to Secrets in Huatulco? He's starting to think it'll be hot, which I think would be an advantage. Isn't that what we're after?
Did he say when he's trying to go?
He did not. Oh. Well, he was saying no. Okay. Oh, January. I'm sorry.
Oh, January. Yeah. We've been sending a lot of people to Secrets Huatulco lately. I have friends that we call them Dr. Mexico because they go to Mexico so often. And they love Huatulco. It's a very different area than Cancun, so I would be kind of interested to know why he was considering those two different destinations.
Is
I mean,
it
it's
in that
on,
region?
No, completely opposite okay. side right. of Mexico on the Pacific side. It's a much more authentic, local, not very touristy area. But Secrets is an amazing property. I love the Secrets brand. It's actually owned by the same company that owns Dreams. It's just an adults-only version. Mm-hmm. There is a Dreams there as well. But it's been pricing out really well lately. So, I mean, if that's within your budget and you're open to going to Mexico and just a different area of Mexico, I think Secrets Huatulco would be a fabulous place to go.
So when you say touristy, do you mean like the shops and stuff?
Yeah.
There's regions that people go to off-premise? And
well, yeah. Truthfully, and I am the biggest advocate of the Cancun Riviera Maya area. I love that area, and I go usually minimum 2 times a year. But they specifically sought that area out for tourism. Okay. It was just a big nothing stretch in the mangroves next to a really gorgeous beach. So many years ago, yeah, they specifically went and picked that area out and started building hotels. So most of the people in that area work in tourism. You're going to run into a lot of tourists. So if you really want a more, like I said, kind of authentic local vibe and don't really, because the Pacific side doesn't have as nice of beaches. I mean, the water is a little darker, a little murkier, a little cooler. The sand kind of reminds me of Lake Michigan. It's like a yellowish spongy sand that gets really hot in the sun. Where on the Caribbean side, you get that white limestone sand instead. So yeah, if beach isn't super important to you and you want a little more authentic feel, the Pacific side is, you know, and they have Puerto Vallarta. I'm actually going to Puerto Vallarta next week. So that's a very cool area to go. Ixtapa, Huatulco, all of those areas over there are really, really good options.
Now, you know a lot about Mexico, but your heart is in
Jamaica.
So if you have Jamaica questions, Andrea's here. We've got 20 more minutes. 414-799-1620. I have some. That is the Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Back in a bit on the Fox World Travel Show.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
For Saturday, September 21st, just like the song from Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember the 21st of September?
I do.
It is also a national Thank a Police Officer Day. I don't know if I'm getting the date, I mean, the name right. That's what it is.
It is National Thank a Police Officer Day, yep.
Great. So you know one, I know one.
Yeah,
we know
do.
Many of them.
Yep.
So thank you. Thank you, cops. We sure appreciate that. Let's go to Racine and Celeste. Hey, Celeste.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's your turn.
I'm just wondering if it's what you recommend about traveling to Puerto Rico.
Just in general or a certain time of year?
Yeah, I mean, because of the hurricane, are they back to normal? Is there areas that you would want to avoid?
Everything that we've been reading lately, I mean, everything's up and running and they're gladly accepting visitors right now. I would absolutely go. Puerto Rico's been kind of high on a lot of our requests that we've been getting lately. I think people just want something a little bit different outside of the Caribbean. One of the things that is kind of a downfall for a lot of people is that they don't have any all-inclusives in Puerto Rico. So it's pretty easy to travel there. It's pretty inexpensive to stay. But if you're eating and drinking at the hotels, it can get a little bit expensive. So if all-inclusive is the way to go, Puerto Rico doesn't have any, unfortunately. But if you're open to other types of stays, I mean, I think Puerto Rico is a great option.
Do you have any recommendations of places?
It kind of depends on what you're looking at. I mean, there'll be some familiar hotel names, like they have a Hilton and a Marriott. there is, I think it's the old El San Juan, I think is one that we've had, that people have stayed at recently that we've had really good feedback, but they have, you know, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star. So it kind of just depends on what it is that you're looking at, what your budget allows. We have a handful of Puerto Rico specialists who have been there in the last couple of years. So I would definitely check out our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. And then if you do find a travel agent, you can narrow it down by destination and see if there's any in your area. I know there are some in, there's one or two in the Greenfield and the Brookfield office that would be probably the closest for you if you're in Racine. But yeah, definitely reach out to one of them and they can certainly give you some suggestions.
Okay, great. Thank you. Yes, you're welcome.
Appreciate that text question, Andrea. My daughter and I are going to London and Paris next month. Should we exchange some of our money before we go? And if so, how much do you advise?
This is kind of a personal question. I always do. I just feel more comfortable having some local currency when I get there. I think one of the callers earlier who was going to India said that he kind of felt the same way too. I just, if I get into a bind or I need to jump into a cab, if my transfer doesn't show up, I just like having local currency. It's very easy to get local currency. If you go to any ATMs, the hotels, at the airport, they'll all exchange.
Is it a one-to-one exchange or do you have to pay?
Usually you have to pay if you go, if you get there. And lots of times I've had people that have used like their credit cards to get money out from the ATMs. But typically then you have to start paying a pretty high interest rate as soon as you start doing that, as soon as you take the money out. And sometimes lots of credit cards and banks have a 3% international fee that they charge when you take money out or use the card over there. So I just like having money beforehand, local currency. Well, I usually get like $200 to get me started. And then if I can use my card along the way or if I need to get more, I can. But I like to have it before I get there.
And currency wise, we're definitely on the good end of it.
Yeah, for a lot of places right now. It's been working out in our favor.
I remember going to London and I was on the bad end. So everything was more expensive. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take a break. More text questions and more of your questions at 414-799-1620. Back at a Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose Gray on the road. Andrea sitting in today.
Start your relaxing vacation with some relaxing planning. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
951 WTMJ, 76 degrees. I am sorry I did not remind you folks. We got a flash flood watch for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Walworth, Waukesha, Jefferson Counties tonight through late Sunday, which means at some point tonight we're going to get pounded by rain. You know about the news department here at WTMJ, how good it is and how much we're going to have you covered. So keep an ear on the radio. Officially, mostly cloudy, windy, scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon into tonight. High today, 78. Low tonight, 68. Scattered showers tomorrow and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and humid and 75. So when this rain arrives, and I'm seeing it on the radar to the south, it's going to be a lot. There you go. That's all I wanted to tell you. So I kind of missed on that. Let's go to West Bend. Hey, Edgar. Good morning. You're on WTMJ.
Hey there. Thank you for picking my call.
So, well, sure.
I'm going to Central America. We're going to Guatemala next month. And I heard you saying that you were going to Europe and extending money before you go there. So I was like, oh, I don't know you could do that. If you could exchange money here, can you do that in the U.S. before I leave, or do I have to go to that particular country and exchange money?
Most countries you can go to a banking institution and they will order the money for you. I'm going to Egypt in the end of October and I'm having them order it for me as well. So sometimes it can take a little longer depending on where you're going. Most banks will typically have euro, like for Europe, on hand. So they don't have to actually order that for you. Some countries they can't get them ahead of time, but most they can. So I would just check with your local bank just to see if that's something that they would offer for you.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I love doing it that way. Like I said, you do pay a little fee even if you bank there most of the time, but I just feel so much more comfortable arriving with some local currency on hand so I don't have to mess with that in the airport.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Edgar. Appreciate that. Okay, let's see. Here we go. We're wanting to take our family to Disney October 2020. When should we contact Fox World Travel to begin planning?
I would probably say, I mean, any time is a good time. You're never too early to contact us. All of 2020 Disney rates are out. That happened a couple months ago, that everybody was kind of, all of our Disney specialists were on pins and needles waiting for that to happen, because they typically have a handful of travelers that are waiting for that to happen. So the Disney rates will be out. Airfare typically comes out, the schedules come out 330 days prior to your return date. So if you're looking at October of next year, it will probably be December before we'll be able to see the flights. But again, Disney is always popular, so I would recommend getting that piece of it taken care of first, and then you can always do your flights later.
Okay.
And we have a handful of we call them the Disney Dream Team.
Yes.
They are our Disney. They are so incredibly knowledgeable. They have special packages that they offer where they will help you do your fast passes and your dining plan. I mean, they are all in for Disney, so they would be a great resource for you.
Got it. Okay, let's go to Chris in West Bend. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. So my son and I are very interested in going to Cuba in this November. Just want to know if there's any restrictions and a couple highlights, things to do. And I can't find any motorcycle rental places. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah. In June, our president made some new restrictions on going there. For a while, you could go, but you had to be on a pre-planned itinerary. You can't just go on your own and do whatever you want.
Which has always been, right?
It's been like that for a long time.
People exchange thing. Right.
And then they made it even more complicated a couple months ago. I did find a website that said, I was under the impression, I mean, all of our tour companies, all of our cruise lines, they pulled all of their Cuba itineraries. We don't sell it anymore.
So, Chris, you can't just wander off the grid. You can't just hop on a motorcycle and leave.
Right.
They won't let you do that.
Okay.
Yeah, even if you can find an itinerary or a company that will allow you to go there, I think 6 hours a day minimum you have to be on their itinerary. You have to be doing... You have to see what they want you to see and go to their sites. And they've made it very, very difficult. So I would maybe put that one on the back burner unless you know a loophole that I don't know of.
No, but have you been there, and have you talked to people who have, and then what are their comments?
Right. Up until, like I said, June, we were sending, cruise lines were going there, and we had some escorted tour companies that we were going with, but they had to be pre-approved with the Cuban government before you could jump on any of these. Again, you can't just, U.S. citizens can't just go there and then lay on the beach or do whatever you want. There are huge, huge, huge restrictions. And again, as of June, they bumped those up even more. So all of the companies that we were working with are no longer selling Cuba.
If you get to Cuba and you do things like that, your stay will be extended.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure there are some sort of loopholes. For a while, people were going to flying into Canada or Mexico first and then hopping on a flight over there. But it became a little bit easier for a little while, and now it's a little bit harder again. So, nobody is going to Cuba. Any of our travelers who had itineraries, have been canceled.
Okay, we got about 30 seconds. What do people need to know? Anything on sale that we need to know about? Or if you got any questions, most of the offices open at 10 a.m.
They do open at 10 a.m., yep. We have a couple shows coming up. We have the World Tour Showcases in Green Bay and in Brookfield on the 9th and the 10th, where it's all things Insight Vacations, all things escorted tours. So those are really, really great options if that's something that's on your upcoming bucket list. We do have an African travel show in the Sheboygan office on October 3rd with African Travel that we would love to see you at if that's something that you guys have been considering doing. There's some great rates for warm weather travel coming in January, February, and March right now too. So now is the perfect time to start planning that. And we do have offices that open at 10 a.m. You can reach any of them by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO or visiting us on our website at foxworldtravel.com.
And where are you going next week?
I'm going to Puerto Vallarta. That's a work trip. That's a work trip.
So
yeah.
What does that mean, a work trip?
I have to do some classes on the vendor that we're going with in the mornings and some dinners in the evening. I know, feel really bad for me. and then I come home for about a week and a half, and then I'm going on a worldwide adventure. I'm going to...
Oh, that's right. You're going to like Amsterdam,
but
then Egypt, right?
Amsterdam, this Rome, crazy... and then Egypt. Yeah. I'm very Dutch. My husband's very Italian. So we're going to my roots in Amsterdam, his roots in Rome. And then he went to Egypt for 2 weeks last year, and he just absolutely fell so in love with it. And he felt guilty that I didn't get to see some of those sites, as he should have felt. So now he's taking me back, which doesn't normally happen. Usually I'm taking him places. So.
Andrea Pratarelli sitting in for Rose. She's back next week. Andrea, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll see you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel, and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.